Hi, everyone. You are listening to Matt and Jimmy on the Trivial Drinks podcast. Even though our podcast uses alcohol, we want to encourage everyone to be safe and responsible. Use ride-sharing devices, taxis, or call a friend, but be safe out there. Now, please enjoy Trivial Drinks.
Welcome back to Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wondrous natures of both beer and trivia. What are you doing?
I'm eating popcorn. Are you trying to read right now?
We're trying to do a professional podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'm just going to keep going.
I didn't mean to throw off your groove. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
It's all good. Each week, we will introduce a new beer to our listener and highlight some...
I put the microphone away.
What? It's like you're chomping into an entire, like, bag of Ruffled chips at one time.
It's popcorn.
Jesus.
Popcorn's all right, here we go. Delicious. Sorry, you go ahead.
Chomp slow, soft.
I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person. Yeah, I normally don't chew that loud.
I'm starting over.
There's a microphone. Yeah, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and James. I didn't even screw that up. See, I'm saying my other name. Dang it. Man.
That wasn't me. That was you. Learn your name.
The crunchers got me.
I mean to throw off your groove. Go ahead.
You threw off my groove. All right, here we go.
Yay, you're a llama again.
I'm a llama again. Welcome back to Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wondrous natures of both beer and trivia. Each week, we will introduce a new beer to our listeners and highlight some unique qualities of our beer of choice.
What's the problem?
Nothing. Pretty good. As we compete, points are earned through consumption of beer and the pieces of the pie acquired. At the end of 1 hour, the player with the most points will win the game.
Good.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's broaden our minds.
I swear to God, crunching through an entire intro? What are you doing?
I'm a heathen.
How bush league are we?
Burning bush?
Oh, my God.
It's good to be back, man. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you, too. Holy smokes.
Minus the chomping shit. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
I thought I had it under control.
It's a loud crunch.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Is it good? What flavor is
that? They pick up everything. Extra butter.
How weird. Microphones picking up everything.
Yeah, they're a little touchy.
The butter flavor?
Extra butter. Because, my heart means nothing to me.
Shut that shit down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's something that is a natural flavor in here.
Is it the popcorn?
Nope. I went to the dollar store to pick up items for my kid's birthday party.
Yep.
And I was like, is that extra butter popcorn for a dollar? You're damn right it is.
You know, it's funny, the things that get us excited about stuff like that, right? You're like, is that extra butter? And I look at fruit snacks as I'm walking by going, these are daddy's fruit snacks.
Yeah.
These are the girl's fruit snacks.
There are gushers in my closet
right
now.
I'm just saying. I mean, what the heck? I wouldn't walk around with a fruit by the foot tongue. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you went for two items. You brought home 17. Is that?
That does happen quite a bit.
For $18. Thank you.
Thank you. I had a coupon.
I'm a smart shopper.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, so Fry's has that app that like you can pick all the stuff you want. It leads you down aisle by aisle by aisle so you're not going back and forth. Love it.
Yeah.
It is the best. It's like a treasure map. Mm-hmm. And I'm like Blackbeard walking through going, I'll find that cheese I'm looking for. All right.
The salami is 2 for $5.
2 for $5 for salami. All right. So
I think I'll pick me up an extra pack. It's a long journey to Peoria.
Hardy. Harvardy. Oh,
shit.
Sorry.
That's so welcome horrible. Back to the Trivial Drinks Podcast, everyone.
We be drinking beer here and playing games.
Come for the
trivia. Listen to bad pirate puns.
Yeah, it's
bad.
That's got awful. I'm sorry.
Matt, the best part about tonight is
what's that?
Other than us being together once again.
Yes.
It is local night, baby. We are back to easy beer.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I thought you said loco. I was like, no, we just had a fuerte.
First off, this is not fuerte. Really want to go back there, man?
I don't. No. I'm actually doing this podcast standing.
Okay,
so.
Tall. You did sit down the entire time after that. It was weird. Yeah, anyways.
Safety first.
Safety first. No, this is not our Cinco de Mayo. Podcast.
Mm.
This is our AZ Arizona local first, baby.
AZ till I DIE.
That's right, sir. And we are focused on the great, wonderful city to the north, Flagstaff.
Yeah, we've had one Flagstaff brew so far, and it was wonderful. Mother Road.
Amazing, yeah. We just don't know how to open their fucking can.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
I saw it on video. It was kind of cool. I mean, aside from slicing fingers off. Anyways, historic brewing companies up there also.
Yay! On the east side. Yeah.
Coming up to the east side. So
not to be confused with the west side, which is always the best side.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but the university's on the east side, technically, Flagstaff.
Go Lumberjacks. Correct.
Go Lumberjacks. Anyways, so that being said, historic brewing opened up its doors in 2013. You know, I had some
lovely
rough patches
local
get in there, you know, then they actually, you know, state that for themselves. But you want to go up to the wonderful people over at Historic Brewing. They are going through and they have quite the portfolio, changing in and out. But they have 16
taps. Talk to
me
about it.
They have 16 taps on hand at all times. It seems like their flagship, though, or as they're calling it, their mainstays.
I like that.
Is one of the beers we're doing tonight, which is the Pie Hole Porter. Is a cherry vanilla porter.
Now, I'm very excited about this because cherry and vanilla are two of my favorite flavors.
You know, so here's the next thing. We just got done doing a stout not too long ago, right?
True.
And now we're going on to a porter. Both technically darker beers.
Yes. Usually.
Usually. But
although this porter, I would imagine. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. This is more of a light reddish brown. By description, with that roasted chocolate aroma, you know, that you're going to get right off the bat, but with a vanilla and a sweet finish of cherry. So okay. I'm really excited. Now, not very high in the world of alcohol content. It's a 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, significantly lower than what we saw last week. I mean, 1.5% is nothing to sneeze at.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're still going to enjoy ourselves no matter what.
Oh,
but
it's going to be delicious.
I'm going to be straight up.
Okay.
The reason I wanted to do this beer, not only because we go, you know, national local.
True.
You know? But we make fun of this all the time because while we play the game, Trivial Pursuit, I usually feel the need to tell you to put the pie in your pie hole. Well, what better way to do it with Pie Hole Porter?
You know, this is going to be something to cram up your cram hole there to the floor.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sir. No, but they have some pretty cool. They have some pretty good beers here. I mean, they have the Oceanfront Property, which is an Arizona lager. This one I'm really excited about. I do want to find this one. It's called the Salt River.
That one looks really good,
right? With the salt and lime.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks really, really good. Spare Moment Indian Pale Ale, the Opposable IPA, which is great because they have a T-Rex skeleton on there.
He's got a big hand, little arms.
Big hand, little arms. You know. And then
I do like this Undercover Cucumber. I'm interested to see what that has.
It looks like me without a shirt on, wearing cucumbers and, you know, tanning.
It's not that good looking.
Oh,
but yeah, the Honeydew Melon Cucumber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be really good.
What about their Holiday Pie Hole, which is a play off their original pie hole they have here, but it's a chocolate vanilla porter.
I don't know.
I feel like this one would play a little bit harder than, or play a little bit better than just the chocolate vanilla, you know?
Yeah.
This is a cherry vanilla.
No, you know I think I mean? That, I like the cherry vanilla a little bit better.
I agree. But, you know, one thing I really hope to God is
sweet,
around.
With all natural flavors.
Next year is that pumpkin pie hole.
Oh, yeah. Brock, Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, yeah.
That's going to
be
a
so
good
excited.
One.
All right. Accent back in the box. Anyways, so these guys have been around since 2013, you know, and they've been killing it up in the Flagstaff game on the east side, you know. But I guess it was kind of a rough trip kind of getting going for them, and they didn't have a whole lot of knowledge, but they knew that they wanted to create great beer, and they did that, and they blossomed to where they are now, you know. They've established themselves at a bottle and barrel and bottle house concept up in Flagstaff, and they also are in Williams.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. That's
which
really
is
cool.
Who else is up in Williams?
Who's that?
Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. There you go, sir.
Who has also been featured on this show.
Yes, it has. Oh, man, they were so good. They were. We did the Sunset Amber?
We did.
We got to try their Black Iron IPA here. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, looking through their portfolio, their food looks great. Their beers look great. Yeah, I think it's time to plan a trip up to the north.
I agree. You think our wives would be okay with that?
Well, they could probably come too.
Okay, we'll take the wives, leave the kids. It'll be fine. It'll be good. All right? Yeah. So I think we're at that time, sir.
It's about that time to break forth the rhythm and the rhyme.
Yes, sir. And we're doing a can. It's 12 ounce can.
A normal can this time.
These cans are so simple, by the way. It's pretty much one solid reddish brown color, mm-hmm. right? With a little cursive writing across a piece of what looks like cherry pie.
Yeah,
that's it.
Looks great.
I mean, nothing really crazy to it.
I like the Historic Brewing Company their logo there up mm-hmm. at the top. It's got the black rim. It's got the H with the two stars on either side, mm-hmm. and then it looks like the laurel leaf, and then the Historic Brewing Company down the line. So simple, elegant.
Dude, I didn't even realize this.
What's that?
On the side of the can, it actually says the Historic Brewing Company, and then down the side. It says, put it in your pie hole porter. Tell me that's not amazing. This
like
beer was meant for us
like
to drink and play.
For us.
Gosh, thank you, pie hole porter. We love you. Oh, Historic. I think it's, you know, to your health, sir.
It's time to pop that top.
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh. It smells good.
It does have that hint of cherry smell to it.
Okay, it's not just me.
No.
I think that's why I keep sniffing it.
And it's got the, you know, because it, you know, it is a beer, it does have that bread crust smell to it. So you kind of do get a hint of cherry pie.
Do you get that little bit of, like, coffee chocolate feel?
A little bit.
It's a little roast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, dude. You know, to your health.
To you.
To your health and to everybody else's health.
To everybody's health.
Wash your hands.
Wow, that was easy.
That was really easy.
That was easy. And you do get I do get a chocolate taste in there.
Yeah, I do too.
The cherry's a little hidden.
It is for me too. Like, I was expecting, like, the smell of the cherry was more than the actual taste.
Right.
The vanilla is very subtle.
Subtle.
Yeah. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm going to keep drinking it.
Oh, no, definitely going to keep drinking it.
Mm. All right. Well, while Matt gets the timer set up for us, I'm going to go ahead and let you know we are playing the Genus Edition here.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that there?
Well, that time? On the second one, you get a little more cherry than everything else.
I think it's going to build up gradually as you drink through the entire glass or can. But
I'm going to see who goes first.
Absolutely. I'm going to let everybody know we are doing Genus Edition. Blue is geography.
Even though Genus kicked our asses last time.
Dude, I don't even bring it up, man. That was so hard. I brought four beers of Arizona Light just in case for Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
We used them all.
We did. Well, you used them all. I used one and a half. I used a half.
We. This is a team effort, you know? I tell you. I hope this game is easy, much nicer to us. But anyways, geography is blue.
Yes.
Pink is entertainment. Mm-hmm. Yellow is history.
Concur.
Art and literature is brown as now.
As always.
Science and nature Since is green. Yours. And sports and leisure, or as we like to call it, sports and other shit. Orange. All right, Matt. You rolled a one.
I rolled a one. So
well, we like traded spaces after the 30 started?
I don't know.
Damn it.
Three.
Okay, three.
Timer starts now with your roll.
Boom. Let's go entertainment.
Entertainment.
Much like this game, probably will be very entertaining.
Here we go.
My name is James McQuaid. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Very good movie. Yes. Yeah.
Do I like this movie? Have we seen this movie together?
No.
Okay.
Older movie.
Oh, okay, I might like
this. To be expected. Yeah.
I mean, this game is what? 90 years old?
About. I mean, but it doesn't look a day over 65.
Absolutely not. Sweet, you know.
But if you listen to Unspooled with our good friend Paul Scheer, you know this answer.
I haven't listened in a while. I need to.
I like Paul Scheer.
Yeah.
Amy Nichols is okay. Paul Scheer.
I like Paul Scheer better. I do.
Rocks my socks.
I like it because he brings so many different sides to the movie where she just seems, I feel like, to like bash on every one of them, it feels like.
She's more critic than anything.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, go ahead.
But
everyone's a critic.
Well, in this case, yes.
Yes.
Who directed the movie The Graduate? Dustin Hoffman.
I know. Dustin Hoffman, Marlon Brando. Great movie.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson?
Here's you, Mrs. Robinson.
Who directed this?
I don't think I know this. And I actually really like this movie. I love that song.
It's a good movie. Oh, man. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Did I hear Simon Garfunkel actually going on tour again?
What?
I swear to God, I thought I heard Simon Garfunkel going on tour.
I mean, that'd be cool.
I mean, I don't think Simon needs the money, but Garfunkel probably could use a buck or two.
Yeah,
I mean,
you never know.
That's what sucks when you think you're better than someone, and you're not.
Mm-mm.
Anyways. I don't know. I really don't. I really don't know.
It is Mike Nichols.
I was way off. Way off.
Where were you at?
I was at
Jimmy Penny's.
Penny Marshall. Anyways,
yeah,
you know, it was that or Laverne and Shirley. You know, she decided directing might work out too. Just in case of the Laverne.
It worked out.
It worked out. She did okay for herself.
I'm gonna
tell you something. I think Penny Marshall was even directing back then.
No.
So, still good at what
I
she
guess
did.
I'll go art funny. And literature.
Okay. Art and literature.
Uh huh.
What country claims Rubens, Van Dyck, and Bruegel as citizens?
I believe Peter Paul Rubens is from Belgium.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. I'm just, I had no idea what this was.
They're artists.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
I believe Rubens like
should hang out with your sister more often, huh?
Yeah. Rubenesque is like a more, I don't know, natural kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
His like the portraits that he painted were a little more real to life, so not always like the svelte, delicate model esque, but a real, at least I think so. I could be totally talking out of my ass. But
it's all good. You know what I've always wanted to do?
Know. Everybody, because they're listening to the podcast.
They're smart people. And then
they
there's
are.
The people that are like, okay, I want to hear Jimmy gets trashed again. Assholes. Anyways, I love you all. And I am. Anyways, we're on sports and leisure.
Oh, I thought you were going into something right there. All right.
No, I was going to say something. No, so my cousin's an amazing artist. Mm-hmm. He really is. He's done some great stuff over in the state of Kentucky. I think he's actually done a couple things over in Ohio because he lives right there on the border. Mm-hmm. He's in Covington, which, you know, is right there on the border of Kentucky and Ohio.
Okay.
So, I mean, every time we say, hey, where are you from? They say Cincinnati. Well, okay.
Yeah.
They live in Kentucky. But no, I mean, we always fly into Cincinnati when we're headed there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, so amazing artist, very good at what he does. And it's funny because we went to a club one time over in Denver for my my cousin's bachelor party.
Okay.
The club was attached to an art gallery. It was amazing to go and walk around and just see how he sees everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's so cool. And there's certain things I sit in my mind and go, you know what I would like to do? Because I think it would just look cool and I think like the idea behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then his paintings, every time he talks about it, there's a reason and rhyme for why he's painting something the way he's painting it. And I'm like, I liked it because I like the idea of... Like one painting I want to do in my house someday, and it's probably going to end up in either my office, which I don't want. I want it to be like in a hallway, where I take a canvas, a big piece of canvas, put it on the wall,
okay,
seal it on the wall, uh-huh, right, and then take it and just splatter paint the shit out of it all the way around.
Jackson Pollock it.
Sure, yeah, Jackson Pollock, yeah,
okay,
perfect example, yeah. But then take that canvas completely away,
okay,
and leave whatever mess was left behind it with the square white.
Oh.
You know, with the white square that, or the rectangle that was there.
Yeah.
Just so it's almost like there's two paintings in the house that are exactly the same. But it's almost like a missing piece of each other that is brought together to make one whole big thing. Mm-hmm. But they're in separate pieces of the house, making two big pieces of art.
I see.
You know, that'd but I've never looked at it as, what does that mean? It means nothing to me. It's just, I thought it'd be freaking cool, to be honest. But then when I described it to him, he saw the meaning in it. And I was like, yeah.
Never looked at it that way. Yeah, it's kind of like that. You're right. Yeah. Good job.
Exactly. Exactly what you say, Kev. Kev, amazing artist.
Denver is a wonderful art town.
He's from Kentucky, but I mean, we were in Denver when we saw the art museum.
The River North and the Lower District, Rhino and Lodi.
They got some great breweries, too.
They do.
Dude.
I'm looking forward to taking my wife there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys are headed up there, what, in May, right?
In May.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, assuming we can fly and, you know, not die.
Ah, you'll be fine.
I'm fine.
Hopefully. I mean, you'll be fine. It's just, you know, whether you can hopefully, you know, fly.
We'll see.
Exactly. What's the only major golf tournament Arnold Palmer never won? Poor guy. At least he got a drink out of the deal.
That was awesome.
I was totally thinking about doing that commercial. Yeah.
I think it's the PGA. PGA one.
It is the PGA. Yeah.
Because so I know sad, he won the it? Masters, and yep. I know he won like different Opens, yeah.
But he never won the PGA. Isn't that sad?
And I'm not even a golf fan.
I'm not. What? Here's the thing.
Don't give a shit.
I like golf. I just suck at it. I'm a much better drinker than golfer. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I guess that'd be me too.
You got to be good at something when you're golfing.
Yeah.
Oh, pink pie.
Oh, okay.
The last game was a little rough for you on pink pies.
It was rough. The laughing chick.
Yeah. I'd like to say this is going to get better, but I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Entertainment Pie.
Sure.
What was Glenn Campbell's TV theme song? Oof. While Matt is pondering this one in his head, and you know, Matt's been, you know, if you've been following us for the past 30 shows, you'll know that Matt likes to sit and think about it. And once he thinks about it, usually he can come up with it. This Genius Edition, though, it's a bitch.
It is.
Sorry, Don. Put the volume down on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Might want to put your headphones in, especially if you're working from home.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. We did all get ordered to work from home. Never mind. He's on vacation.
Oh, so, all right.
Yeah. He's coming back and be like, so I have to go home? All right. So... Don is great people.
Oh, shit, man.
By the way.
Yeah.
Don actually has a... God damn, I got to remember what it's called now. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'll figure it out. But Don has been listening to us forever. And he actually just started a business that he... where he does wood burning.
What?
Yeah. He does like a wood burning art... wood burning type of thing.
I see.
It's called Neat Whiskey Woodwork.
Wow.
Look him up on Facebook. Awesome stuff what he's doing. Uh-huh. I actually might have told him, hey, you might need like something for our show where he takes our logo and does it. But I'm telling you, go to Neat Whiskey Woodwork on Facebook, I believe he is. I believe he's also got an Instagram. Check him out. He's doing some really cool stuff, you know, like the American flags. He's done like the American flags with like the blue stripe for police, red stripe for... fireman, good stuff.
That's
It's just neat looking the stuff he does. But check him out. You know, neat whiskey. Wait, hold on. Damn, I keep screwing up.
Yeah, look at neatwhiskeywoodwork.com.
Neatwhiskeywoodwork. You know, check him out. But I know he's got some cool stuff. You can check out his Facebook, his Instagram. Really neat stuff. And I honestly didn't understand the process, but he's been doing this for a long time. And we were sitting there talking the other day, and he's like, "Yeah, by the way," and I was like, "Oh, that's really really cool." I'm like, I'm totally going to talk about you on the podcast.
Yeah, we definitely
freaking should. A, man.
Thank you, Don.
No, thank you, Don. He's been great to us. He's been an awesome listener, giving us a lot of good feedback. Mm-hmm. But Neat Whiskey, he's actually got a really cool logo, too.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of wood sticking out of a whiskey glass with a rock in it. It's pretty cool.
I like that.
So, pretty neat stuff.
Man, I wish Don could give me the answer to this right now.
Would you like to phone a friend? you got a couple of lifelines.
Don, do you... are you a Glenn Campbell
Hi, Don,
fan, Don?
Do you like Glenn Campbell? No?
No.
We're going to call someone else.
Sorry to bother you.
On vacation, huh? Well, how was it? So...
Oh.
You You have the choice, sir, to down the beer in front of you and lose a point. Or you can steady Eddie it for 2 points.
Ah, fudge.
I mean, you almost nailed the last one. In our last show, you almost nailed it. You were like, what, a quarter of a can left?
Yeah.
I won't make any Super Trooper jokes. I will not use any accents. Unless if you find them encouraging to yourself.
Nah, didn't help.
Are you sure? I want to be an encouraging fellow.
You are. You do help a lot. And, you know,
while you are chugging a beer.
You give me hope that I can, you know, chug that beer.
I just want to tell you, yes, you can.
Well, thanks.
You can chug that beer.
I can.
You are welcome.
If anybody else would have said it, I wouldn't have believed it. But thank you, President Obama.
I just want to let you know, truly.
I don't believe anything you said.
You can chug a beer.
No. You are actually full of shit. I don't believe anything you said.
I actually just took a giant shit.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know? That's your son and son-in-law.
Yeah, they are pretty tall. Yeah. Talk about a tall order.
They've definitely beat out Bono in the biggest piece of shit department.
Yes, you can. What are you thinking, man?
I don't know this answer. Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
Song for his show.
TV theme song. What was Glenn Campbell's TV theme song? I'm going to be straight up. I'm not a Glenn Campbell fan.
I know the one song he has on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, but I know it's not that one.
The first time I knew about Glenn Campbell was when I saw a photo shoot of him.
It was when you saw True Grit.
No. He was being arrested by the police for a DUI.
Oh. I was like, yeah, he plays the Texas Ranger.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the original.
In the original one with John Wayne. Yes.
They're
good. Well, I mean, I can't argue. Both. Bridges was good.
Yeah, too. Bridges was good. That's Matt Damon was okay.
Yeah, actually, he wasn't bad. Yeah, I mean, both movies were good. Both True Grits were good. Different in their own mind. I mean, nothing beats The Duke. I'm sorry.
Nah.
But Jeff Bridges did a great job. Anybody has to try and be the John Wayne, the Duke,
that's
Hondo,
hard.
Big Jake. I'm sorry, you got some. Shoes, some boots to fill.
That's some pretty big boots to fill.
You know? Oof.
Yeah, not hardly. Now I'll take a guess.
Okay.
I don't feel good about drinking that beer.
You gotta chug that beer now if you get this wrong.
Yeah, it's about halfway through.
I can understand. It's pretty good. What was Glenn Campbell's TV theme song?
Is it a... Yeah, the only song I know by him is like Goodnight Cowboy.
Is that what we're going with?
Sure.
Gentle on My Mind.
Wow. Okay, so I'm down one.
All right. At least you can chug a good beer, you know? Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Arizona Light's a good beer.
Yeah, but it's a great beer, yeah, but...
This is one of those beers you've been drinking for a while now here. Mm-hmm. You know, the pie hole is pretty good, you know? So, it's a pretty delicious beer. Two great Arizona beers in one show.
I know. How
God
are we
damn,
so
how
lucky?
Are we so lucky?
It's your role, my man.
Back to not being lucky. Four. Okay. Looks like we're going with Science of Nature or Science of Nature. Well, gee golly, I think I'm going to go Science of Nature.
Okay.
So get ready to roll again, sir. I'm going to throw that over there.
Well, you got this one. What constellation represents a hunter with club and shield? A hunter constellation.
Constellation.
In the stars.
Okay, let me tell you how much I give a shit about the stars.
Constellation. Hunter with club and shield.
See, that's what threw me off, right? The Herculean. I was totally joking. But I'm thinking the movie.
Hercules, Hercules.
Hercules, Hercules. That's Phil's boy.
You can go the distance.
I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can't be strong.
Michael Bolton.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Long hair or short hair, either way.
Don't care.
Even when he does the Ballad of Jack Sparrow. God, that was such a great
music
video. See, kids, back when me and Matt were young, there are things called music videos. It's when, you know, pop stars, rap stars, musicians, entertainers, they actually made videos to go along with their songs. It wasn't just something you ripped off of a podcast or ripped off of Apple Music and you paid $14.99 for it. You have unlimited.
But if you're going to, you know, download a podcast.
Download a podcast. You should download this one.
Yeah. And you should probably tell a friend because something tells me if you're listening to this and ripping this, we probably got you.
Share it.
Yeah.
You know what? I have no idea.
Share podcast, not germs.
Yeah. Wash your hands. Wash your hands if you're going to share. I don't know. I really don't. Because the first thing I thought was the bow and arrow thing, but, you know, that's wrong, too. I have no... I'm not really a constellation. I'm not really a science guy.
You know this one.
I don't. But let's go Herculean, just because, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's Orion. It's on Orion's
belt. Oh, the belt. No, there's no shield on him.
Yeah, he's holding the shield.
He's holding the shield? I thought it was like a... That and head, and then
yeah, he's got
belt.
The club in one hand and the shield.
I have never noticed the club in.
It's always the belt because it's always three stars. Damn you, Men in Black.
I'm gonna look at it again. I'm gonna go home, pull out my my big old telescope. Oh my god, off the board.
Six.
It's a six, though. It counts. Thank God for Caput.
Can I get an art and literature, please, as I go and get the dice that I threw halfway across the fucking room?
Well, it's okay. Because you're going to get that across the fucking room, I got to find me another card. Here, let me see what I can find here in this huge dick.
You rolled a 10? Is that...
Big dick rather. Anyways, I'm being good. Being good. All right. Hey, art and literature.
Art and literature.
What 1920 female... I don't know why they have to specify that.
Female.
Female... writer is credited with the term the lost generation.
Is that Gertrude Stein?
That is Gertrude Stein. Gertrude
that
Stein.
Be a freaking pie?
I know, right? Jesus.
Jesus
crazy.
Jesus Christ. May I have a roll again, please? I'll do that myself. You don't have to do anything.
I will give you a roll again as long as you want to roll a dice. I'm not really good at it.
May I have geography, please?
Geography.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a tasty beer. You did a good job. Really,
I do like this beer. It's quite easy to drink, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, well done, Historic. This pie hole is delicious. What, we shouldn't really say that.
It's too easy.
Which country covers more than 194,000 square miles of the Iberian Peninsula?
Spain.
That is correct.
I think, what's the big one on the Iberian Peninsula?
It's so weird when you look at some stuff and you're like, what the hell is that answer? And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I put two answers together. It's not the right way I thought it was.
I just read two of them.
I just read two at the same time.
Maybe history, please.
History. What Asian leader was known as the Little Brown Saint?
Gandhi.
Gandhi. It's Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi. Ah, Christ.
Thank you, Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me? Are you...
I guess I have to. Is that science?
Yeah. You got this. You got this.
Uh-huh.
How many astronauts manned each Project Mercury flight?
One.
It is one, sir. Congratulations. Hell
yeah.
Throw a paw in that shite.
Thank you, right stuff. Glad I read that fucking book.
One. Count them. One, Jimmy.
One. Thanks. Again.
It's you landed on
I gotta answer
sports and leisure, sir.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I think you
I'm
got
sorry.
This.
I just... that was rude.
No, you got nothing.
Yeah,
you're fine.
It's fine.
Dude, I try rolling dice when it's time in my turn, so...
It's true.
Anyways. This is great. Who won the Triple Crown in leading the Boston Red Sox to the 1967 American League pennant?
Carl Yastrzemski.
That'd be him.
Whose grandson
what?
Plays for the San Francisco Giants.
What?
Yeah. He was awesome. He was a rookie last year. 28-year-old rookie, though. So,
I mean...
He beat around the minors for a while, but came up last year, hit 20 home runs. I think he had like 87 RBIs.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, it's not Triple Crown winning, but...
No, but I mean...
Pretty fucking awesome.
He's doing well or not.
And until I think Miguel Cabrera did it for the Tigers, I think he was the last person in the American League to win the... Yeah. Yeah, Yastrzemski was the last person in the American League to win the Triple Crown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I think Cabrera did in 2012, but yeah.
That's neat.
Pretty awesome.
That is really awesome.
Mike Trout's flirted with it a couple times, but I think someone always has like either more home runs or RBIs.
Well, Mike Trout is also the LeBron James.
Yeah,
of
Mike
the
Trout's
MLB.
Fucking beast.
Yes, he is.
That's why he's one of the five good things from New Jersey.
That is true. Well played, sir.
History, please.
What city saw 42 die and 44 million in property damage in the summer riots of 1967?
I think that's Detroit,
it
right?
It's Detroit.
Yeah. That's kind of it's an interesting question because you know they had the riots in Chicago as well as Watts. So yeah. But I think it was Detroit.
It was Detroit?
It was Detroit. You said so. May I have art and literature, please?
Art and literature pie here, ladies and gentlemen. We are reaching for another CAD.
Oh, man.
All right. I think we've had this question before in a different game.
Really?
Enough, a different version, yeah. Which Shakespearean character has the most lines with 1,422?
That would be your favorite and mine, Mr. Hamlet.
Mr. Hamlet.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
The Prince of Denmark.
I was going to say, I think we've had that question,
right? We have had that one.
And maybe in the classic edition.
It is. Yeah. But he's got so many great characters that, you know, it's sometimes hard to think about. It could be Macbeth. Could be Hamlet. But Hamlet just talks all the damn time. Right. Also,
my wife would probably call me Hamlet. She's like, God, shut the fuck up. It's probably why she doesn't listen to our podcast.
I can't get him to shut up half the time.
Why the hell would I want to listen to him again when I got a piece of quiet?
I love Hamlet.
Hey, Matt, are you guys having a podcast tonight?
Yeah. Come on down,
you
man.
You sure you don't want to?
Yeah, we could.
All right. Entertainment. What TV comedian demanded, now cut that out? Oh, it's not what I thought it was.
Again, shit. Good point. Like Full House?
Good point. I gotta remember how old this game is.
Yeah, it's sir. Not a...
This, what TV comedian demanded, now cut that out. I should have, now when I say it that way, I know exactly who it is. Yes. Okay. Yeah, it makes more sense, because I've seen this show, and I like this show from back in the day, and he did say this. Now cut that out. It's very different than, now cut it out.
Yeah, okay.
Which is Joey Gladstone.
Yeah, it's not Uncle Joey, so...
Not Uncle Joey. What's his real name?
I gotta
Dave Goulet?
Goulet.
Dave Goulet. Yeah.
Dave Goulet.
I wonder what he does on the side. Now that Full House is like not happening and he doesn't do pretty much anything for when I knows.
Fuller House?
Was he in that? I don't even know.
I think he was on there. Like him, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, he all camoed. Cameo.
What's the dad's name? Bob Saget.
Tanner?
Danny Tanner, thank you. I was like, why is this leaving me for a second? Right. But yeah, I think they've all cameoed a few times. But
which leads me to a totally tangenty question. You ever see, obviously you probably saw the finale of How I Met Your Mother.
I don't want to be that guy, but I didn't find How I Met Your Mother that funny.
Okay, well, fine, whatever.
So I tried. Like, I Neil Patrick Harris the shit out of it, and I tried because he's hilarious.
He was amazing. I really liked the show.
I didn't like...
Towards the end, it started losing me, but then what really upset me, I had to finish it because it was like, I made it this far. I have to be like the kids that are sitting on the couch forever waiting for a dad to explain the story. But here's what's weird.
How did you meet my mother?
Right? Why are you going through this? Why are you talking about all the other girlfriends? This doesn't even make
sense. Thank you.
But anyways, what makes it really weird is Bob Saget narrated the entire How I Met Your Mother, right? He narrated the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like as what the fuck is his name? As Ted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's Ted telling his kids how he met their mother, right?
Right.
But at the very last two episodes, all of a sudden, it is no longer Bob Saget narrating it. It is now Ted, the actor actually played Ted, narrating the rest of the story. It was like, what? Hold on. So
why?
You just aged Ted to all of a sudden be...
Well, now he's in like the right frame of reference kind of thing?
I guess so, but it was so weird because... Ted was still, you know, met the girl with the yellow umbrella, mm-hmm. Who ended up being their mom, which ended up you know, I'm not making it. Sorry. Spoiler alert. If you haven't caught up, sorry.
I don't care. But anyways. When I found out Barney got progressively less and less, I didn't give a shit because Ted sucks ass.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. Ted's never been my favorite character. But
out of all six of them, or five of them, Ted is by far number five.
Who's number six? There's five of them. So, yeah, five.
Yeah, Ted's number five.
Yeah, of five.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Okay.
It's like, how do you center a whole show around someone who...
The side character, really, in a lot of ways?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, my favorite episode is actually when Jason Segel's dad dies. It's the cantle.
Yeah.
You know,
it's counting down, and you expect
something good to happen, and all of a sudden, your dad said, I honestly lost it. Like, I don't cry when it comes to movies or TV shows often. That obliterated me. There's like two movies and one TV show that's ever done it to me. And that was the only TV show.
Wow.
Would you like to know the two movies?
I would love to.
Okay, two movies. Here we go. There's a movie called Without Instructions. You have to check this movie out. Have you ever seen it or heard of it? Okay. So there's this, I cannot remember the guy's name. My wife is, she was listening to the podcast. She'd be like screaming at me, telling me that this is who it is. But he's a famous Mexican actor. And he wrote this movie. And the whole thing is he goes and he's kind of like this Mexican playboy. American comes down to Mexico.
Okay.
They fool around. American goes back. She all of a sudden sends her kid that they had together down to him and ditches the kid. He ends up having to all of a sudden grow up and be, you know, a dad all of a sudden for this little girl.
Okay.
That he knows nothing about, really.
It's the game plan.
It kind of ish, yeah. So, but then... through the whole movie, he moves back to America to take care of the daughter.
Right.
He becomes a stunt double. And this whole time you're watching this movie, you're thinking something is wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And this little girl is doing everything she can to keep him going, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden the girl comes back with her lesbian girlfriend. They're both lawyers. They're trying to take the girl away from him. And you're like, no, this isn't right. You know, something's wrong with him. Just give him some time, blah, blah, blah. He's fighting it. Even the director, his agent, who's also a director or something like that, they're fighting it, blah, blah, blah. In the end, he runs back to Mexico with the daughter, right? Uh-huh. She finally finds out what's wrong with what's happening to him. Just to find out it's not him. And at the very end of the movie, she dies in his arms at the beach, and they both know that the little girl's dying and dies right there. I lost it. Wow, oh, my God. It was a freaking hilarious movie. It's a great movie. It's so good, but it captures you and makes you think the entire time, it's this. And all of a sudden, whoosh, the other way, and it's totally not that at all.
Holy shit. I lost it
to the point where I had to go upstairs and like take a shower to calm myself down. I could not imagine, and I was like a year into being a dad, right? So it does not help that, oh, it's this dad with his little girl. Oh, I'm a dad with a little, I would lose it.
Yeah.
And she was like 8 years old. It wasn't like, you know, okay, this is my 19-year-old daughter, which I'm not saying if you lose a kid at 19, 18, 20, 46, it doesn't matter, right? Not saying that at all. It was like, oh, it hit home way too close. You know what I mean? The other movie's White Fang. So there
that's
you go.
That's all I understand.
Yeah, understandable. So long story tangent. Sorry, guys.
To be fair with you, being a father changes you.
Mm-hmm.
My emotions are all over the place.
I can understand that.
I would literally kill somebody for my children.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And maybe I have. I don't know. But I will not feel regret for it.
I'm going to scoot back just a little bit.
You should.
Okay. I mean, the last episode, we were talking about guns. Now I'm like, ooh.
We did not talk about that on air.
Oh, we didn't?
Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to do one of these.
Yay!
Yay, points. Oh, my gosh.
It is 5-2.
5-2.
And I'm still on an entertainment question.
Oh,
can I get a pie hole porter?
You sure can, eh?
Thanks, man.
Oh, there you go, sir.
All right.
Oh, I'm tired. We should roll again.
Well, I haven't gotten an entertainment question.
Oh. I mean, I could give that to you, too.
That'd be awesome.
All righty. Who portrayed Carol Lombard in Gable and Lombard? What the frick? Who portrayed Carol Lombard in Gable and Lombard? Yeah, I have no idea. This Genius Edition sucks when it comes to entertainment.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and roll.
Right. Who was it?
The answer is Jill Clayburgh. Kit Claybrough. Claybrough? Yeah, her.
Wow, shit.
I know, right? How cool.
Yeah, this Genius Edition is rough, man.
Shit. 5.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's history, isn't it?
It is.
This feels horrible already.
All right, here we go.
Come on, really?
Actually, not a bad question.
No, no.
Whose cow was considered to have started the Chicago Fire of 1871? There's a nursery rhyme about it and everything.
There's a nursery rhyme about this?
Yeah. Whose cow was considered to have started the Chicago Fire of 1871?
What is the nursery rhyme?
In
Hickory Dickory Dock?
Well, no. In
don't say that cow jumped over the moon.
No. Oh, shoot. No, I didn't remember it. I don't know. I just memorized facts. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. Someone's cow in Chicago.
Yeah. Started the fire. Yeah, she kicked. The cow kicked over a lantern in the barn. It ignited.
And burned down half of Chicago.
Yeah. 1871.
Well, can anybody else say hamburgers? Steak?
No.
And that's how Ruth Crisp was born. Anyways.
The sausage king of Chicago.
Hold on. Who is that? Hold on.
Abe Froman.
Ed Froman.
Yeah.
The sausage king of Chicago.
White shirt.
Leather
vest.
Jacket.
Devastatingly handsome.
Mr. Froman, this is Sergeant Peterson of the Chicago Police.
I may or may have not have put in reservations as Abe Froman before.
Really? Have yeah. you? That's awesome.
That's me.
That's hilarious. I absolutely love Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was on last night, actually. And my wife had never seen it before.
What?
No, hold on. Like a couple weeks ago, it was on. I'm like, babe, you have to watch this movie with me.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. she'd never seen it before, but she actually really enjoyed it.
It's such a good movie.
It's such a good movie, you know? I absolutely love it. Oh, man. Where's your brain?
Why'd you kick me?
Where's your brain? That's a good question. Where's my brain? It's
trying to figure out whose cow is considered to have started the Chicago Fire of 1871.
First off, who has a fucking cow in the city of Chicago that's not being butchered?
It was a long time ago. Different town. Different time.
This feels very...
1871. This is 6 years after the American Civil War.
This feels very original lightish. I really don't want to down up here right now.
I mean, that would put you at 5-4.
Well, I'm winning?
No.
No? Okay. Damn.
But close.
Damn it.
Gent.
Damn it, Matt. It doesn't work the same as Janet. Anyway.
It does not.
Doesn't. It does not.
All right. Yeah, it is. It's 5-2 right now.
Yep. 5-2.
Are those Big Spill? Oh, those are. Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
No. It's
like, are those Big Spill pills in there?
No, Big Spill's pills. I do, I think, have one left at the house, though. The wife had one. She liked it.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good one.
I agree. I'll tell you, though, the R&D was amazing. Spellbinder was pretty good. Hi, women. Rent House, you're welcome. Anyways.
But, yeah, so, man, we are all over local brews right here. We've got Historic from up in Flagstaff. You mentioned Rent House, which is over in the Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix border area.
Yeah, right off of, what is that, the...
24th Street and Oak?
Yeah. 24th Street and Oak. Yeah,
where
exactly.
Where the 51-202 interchanges.
Yes, sure.
And then you've just cracked open a Arizona Light by Huss Brewery.
Huss Brewery.
Here
we go.
I will call it the timer for you. So
What's the answer? I was thinking Al Capone, and I felt like that was wrong the whole time because obviously that is way, way before Al's time.
It was way before Al's time. It's Mrs. O'Leary.
Oh, Mrs. O'Leary. That bitch, I swear to God.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty close. I mean, it did probably became a couple hamburgers hanging out there.
Yeah, if it wasn't, boy, it should have been.
Pretty close. All right, on your go, sir.
Okay.
All right, oof. He's getting the beard ready right at the 25 marker. Wow, we've been talking a long time today. A lot of tangents right here, mostly about movies. And, you know, I'm glad we have movies in our lives because, you know, there are some things that are keeping us inside of our house at this moment, which you can use that time to listen to our podcast, all 32 episodes, get caught up, subscribe, share with your friends, family, loved ones, people you don't even like. Doesn't matter to me. Oh, man. He was so close. Are you all right, sir?
I don't know what's happening. I know what's wrong.
This might be the first time you've ever not finished a beer on that. That's okay.
I got the shivs.
You got shivved?
I got shivved. Someone in the back. Where the hell did that little munchkin come from?
He filed down a toothpick, that motherfucker. Is that?
No, I got the shivers. They gave me the shivers, that one. Ooh.
Is it because it's 4 degrees in this?
No, it can't be that.
No, it's not that? Is
it? I don't know. Man, that's not right. Oof. I mean, it was right there, too.
I know that feeling. I mean, now. Wow, you were right there.
I was right there.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Yeah, Mrs. O'Leary.
Damn that Mrs. O'Leary. Makes me want to eat a hamburger right now.
I mean, we could.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's one thing I hope. No, these places close down early. You know?
That is true. Do I have that pie?
You do not. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Son of the bitch.
Yes.
May I have history, please?
You sure can. Who is Jerry Brown's favorite singer?
former governor of California. That's Linda Ronstadt.
That'd be the Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah. That's a weird question.
I completely agree. Especially for history, nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, so that was a weird relationship. Linda Ronstadt was, you know, into drugs and rock and roll and music. And Jerry Brown was a very, very straight-laced, you know, Bible-quoting leader of a state.
Mm-hmm.
Just
doesn't make a whole lot of sense
there. Nope, doesn't.
Nope, I agree.
But one of history's more, I mean, it's not really an affair. I don't think they were married, but.
No.
Yeah, just a weird how people find each other.
Very odd.
Ah, oh, cripes. Can I
Ooh. Geography pie, sir.
Yeah.
You got this?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I think you got it. You'll be fine. What ocean does the Gulf of Panama lead into? You got this.
Well, there's two options.
What ocean does the Gulf of Panama lead into?
So...
You gotta think of the flow.
Which way does it go? Yeah, does it go into the Pacific or the Atlantic?
Do you think flow? Or do you think flow?
Right, because...
So which way is water traveling?
I mean...
Think of currents.
This is what my father used to call a spin and Marty question.
Spin and Marty question.
Yeah, because he's old. I love you, father. But yeah, the old man, he's old. That's why he's called the old man. But there's only two...
He's a gentleman and scholar, sir.
Yeah, there's only two options here. It's either A or B.
I think you should go with C.
No, it's always A or B.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's only A or B.
Yeah, it's Spin or Marty. And I guess this is back to like an old... I think it's a Disney thing.
It is.
On the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Yes. Not Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but you know, the Mouseketeers.
The Mickey Mouse Club, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Spin and Marty.
Spin and Marty was an old TV show from the Mickey Mouse Club back in the day.
Yeah. And so it's either the Pacific or the Atlantic because Panama is an isthmus that, you know, is in between the two oceans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for fuck's sake. Pacific?
Put a pie in your pie hole, sir.
Pie hole porter in that.
Pie hole porter in your pie hole holder.
I don't know if that...
Hardy, hi, hi.
Yeah, we touched on a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of it.
Well played, sir. See, I like it when you're answering questions. It's more fun.
Enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I think so.
I don't know if the stress is good for me, but that's all right.
You look great. I mean, are you supposed to be salt and pepper on your hair?
There's a lot more salt than pepper right now. That's why I wear hats mostly.
Could be the game. Anyways, I'm feeling good about it. You look good.
Thanks, man.
You look like...
Extinguished. Or distinguished. That's the
could have been the first one. Anyways,
it's more the former than the latter.
No, you're good. Yeah, dashing good looks. Who wrote Darkness Was Cheap? And oh, come on. I'm not going to finish it.
Okay.
Who wrote Darkness Was Cheap and Scrooge Liked It?
Oh, Charles Dickens.
Exactly. Come on.
I know this story like the back of my hand. Thanks, Gonzo. may I have entertainment, please, so I can get a...
Okay, the Muppet movies.
Yeah?
Because we got time.
Uh-huh.
And we've nothing but tangent this whole show.
Yeah, it's been a hard tangent.
It's been a hard tangent the whole time. Favorite Muppet movie?
That's hard, man.
I know, right?
There's so many good ones.
Top three. We'll go with that.
Probably... Okay. So I really, really like Muppet Treasure Island.
I do too.
I love A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Me too.
Even though Disney Plus took the song When Love Is Gone out of it.
I don't get why they did that.
I don't know either.
It doesn't even make sense.
It saved me from crying in front of my children, so that's fine.
Which I just understand. Well, yeah. She has a great voice.
Oh my God.
It does hit you hard because it's like...
It kills
you. Even Michael Caine almost crying.
Yeah.
Like it's horrible. And his own character, his actual younger character doesn't react to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Caine, it's like, oh my God.
And I like the original Muppet movie. It reminds me
of the original one?
Yeah, it reminds me of my uncle and my godfather. So I have a strong tie to that one.
Yeah.
And I like this new one with Jason Segel. I thought that was brilliant.
Am I a man?
I'm a
Muppet of a man.
Yeah, no, it's
Muppet of a man.
I like all of them.
Okay.
Jim Henson has done and the characters he created have done a fantastic job.
I agree.
The Great Muppet Caper is also one of my favorite
movies,
too.
I'm not gonna lie. It's one of my favorite Muppet movies.
Yeah, Charles Grodin is fantastic.
He's so good in it, right?
Yeah.
He takes it so seriously through the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
And where he actually has a full-on relationship almost with
the
Miss
pig.
Piggy.
Yeah.
I mean, well played. So,
and when him and Kermit sing while she's doing the synchronized swimming.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
How well thought out was it? Okay, if you listen to a lot of the jokes that the Muppets had back in the day, a lot of them are pretty like...
A little risque.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, right?
I didn't get that at the time, but wow.
I get it now. This is actually a lot funnier than I remember.
Well, that's kind of like what makes movies like Shrek and some of the other ones so wonderful. It's like there's a layer for it for the kids.
Yep.
But you understand it as an adult later.
It's like an onion.
Yeah.
It's got layers.
You mean when you put it out in the sun, it gets a little brown hair, white hairs in it?
No, it's got layers.
Oh, it makes you cry when you cut it open. Is that which is from the sulfur content. I learned that.
Ah, is that so? I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh. So, all right, just ask me the question.
I'm sorry. This is funny. We're going from Muppets, Shrek, onions, why they turn brown. All right, it's all good.
Well, that's why they make you cry.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you know how to keep yourself from crying when you cut onions.
There's a couple of different things. You can use an apple, you can use bread, you can use goggles. You can store them face down when you cut into them.
Well, I was going to say, there's actually a perfect example is actually you keep it the root on the back side there.
Yeah.
And so you slice sideways twice and then do little slivers there and then chop it. I mean, it gets you a nice fine cut each time, but at the same point in time, I've never cried ever since I've started doing that.
Doesn't
technique.
Release the sulfur as much either.
Well played. I like that. Okay, where are we at?
I'm on entertainment.
Ooh, entertainment.
I'm just slow playing this because all the entertainment questions have sucked.
Nah, it's
hard
all good.
I feel you.
This is great.
Uh huh.
What was the nickname of the black dancer Bill Robinson?
Oh, it's Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles. Have you ever been to a Mr. Bojangles, by the way?
I've been to Bojangles, yeah.
It's a chicken place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
It is.
Oh, snap.
You,
sir, are on a history pie.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. A sports and leisure
sports
pie.
Sports pie.
Which is mostly history questions at this point.
Yeah, it is, actually.
what day? Hi!
You're Harry Carey?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Wow, I drank my beer.
Uh-huh. Probably should cut down the broadcast.
It's there. Delicious.
It is.
Let's just put it in your pie hole.
I'll tell you what I put in my pie hole.
Mustard?
Piece of pie.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You're ridiculous.
Sometimes.
What kind of surface are Wimbledon Tennis Championships played on?
Can you say that one more time?
Absolutely. You gotta listen. I'm gonna throw these at your arm.
I heard surface and then I was like,
I said Wimbledon real easily.
Wimbledon.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Wimbledon's grass.
Huh?
Grass?
Are we talking about pot now? What's going on?
Oh, wow. No, Mr. Carey. I would never talk about marijuana with you.
That's a shame.
Is it?
I used to do a little grass back in my day.
I thought it was something
that
else.
That was ready to eat all the hot dogs.
Okay.
Smothered mustard.
Goodness. Delicious.
Delicious. You had one.
I have.
It is grass.
It is grass.
I gotta go.
All right. It was nice talking to you.
Who are you again?
That doesn't matter. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, but no one cares.
What's a podcast?
That's what I thought was coming.
Is this a radio show? Are we alive?
It's kind of like a radio show.
You think they heard that?
They well, I don't know. It's a
hey, let's take a caller.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, caller. You're on a show with Matt and Harry. Harry Matt.
Yeah, Harry Matt.
I get paid more for this.
He does. He's not only the voice of the
They're
cup,
not talking. Why voice of talk?
Well, it's a bad connection, Mr. Carey. I'm sorry.
Well, let's get it fixed. Hey, Bobby, fix this shit. Sorry, we allowed to cuss. I forgot to press the button.
Yeah, no, it'll be edited out. It's a 7-second delay. It's
What's
fine.
What's it? All right.
What's a second? Is that what you're going to say?
I know what a second is. It comes out of a verse.
Okay. It's true. Turn in two.
What? No, I turned 68. I'm young.
It's true. I think that's an art literature question.
All right. I'm going to need another card for that one.
Okay.
This beer's good. What is the alchemy? Ernest Stavro?
What?
I have no idea. I'm not even can't even do it with an accent. Who is the
archenemy?
Archenemy. Oh my god.
I was like, what the
arc
what is this arch, word?
Arch enemy. I'm sorry. Who's the arch enemy of Ernest Stavro Blofeld? Oh my god.
That's Bond.
This Bond.
How do you not know?
Holy shit. Ernest Stavro Blofeld. Oh my god. Ernest Blofeld. Yeah, is James Bond.
It is James Bond.
I'm so mad at myself. I'm like having such a hard time reading that damn thing.
It's like, what is he asking me right now? I don't even know.
Oh my god! Wait, first off, why? Oh well, literature. Okay, it makes sense. Blofeld.
May I have a science, sir?
I'm so mad at myself,
Mr. Fleming.
I'm so mad at myself.
Don't be mad at yourself.
Oh, I was so Harry Carey in it. It wasn't even funny.
You were still in Harry Carey mode. It happens.
Man. I watch Spectre. Spectre's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. You know what I'd love to watch?
What's that?
A Time to Die.
You should.
But not till November.
Not till November.
Thanks a lot, China.
Wait.
You fucked up James Bond for us.
Wow.
Anyways, I did that. I went there.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's
Was that rude?
No, that's fine. I mean,
I felt like it was.
It's their fault. Not,
I think everybody else is thinking the same thing.
Not the incompetence
right.
of the current administration. I'm on a
Someone
science.
Someone else had to like pass it, though. Anyways, we probably could have kept everybody up. But anyways, where are we at?
Science.
Science and Nature. I read that one. What does a... holy shit, what the hell is that?
Okay.
No. What does a
no? Just Mary.
What does a nihilist believe in?
Nothing.
Yeah, that is correct. I've never heard of that before.
You've seen The Big Lebowski, right?
I have.
Yeah, there's the people in.
Oh
the,
yes. Yeah. Okay. Good call. My bad.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Maybe
entertainment, and I'm just gonna say it's an actress no one's ever heard of.
Hmm. Oh, no, you got this. I think you do.
I'm okay.
Yeah, you do. This is, I mean, weirdly enough, it is about an actress. But she was pretty freaking amazing in this movie. If you didn't hate her, I don't know what your problem is. What film did Louise Fletcher win the Best Actress for?
Oh,
See, I knew you'd know it.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She was Nurse Ratched.
You're definitely fucking cuckoo. That's a good movie right there.
That was a great movie. One of Jack Nicholson's best.
Yes, it was.
All right, we got about 9 minutes left.
We got this. You got one pie left, and it is...
History.
Right off to the side here.
You got this. Let's see how we do.
Up four, one, two, you're on... Arnold Lancher,
please.
You got this. You got this. I want to go home and watch more James Bond movies. obviously we're not in our normal undisclosed location.
No.
We're in a completely different undisclosed
location. Well, nobody knows where the first undisclosed...
That's right.
Yeah.
Good point. So they don't know where I'm at.
Nope.
Aha. Anywho. What Shakespearean play features the line, "A plague on both your houses"?
That's Romeo and Juliet.
That's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. That's when Mercutio is stabbed.
Piece of shite.
Probably one of the... Dies?
He dies?
Thanks, Ben Affleck.
It's honestly probably one of the sadder parts of that. Honestly, when Romeo and Juliet, you know, pretty much killed themselves, yeah. Spoiler alert, I really didn't give a shit. It was kind of like, this is dumb, you know? But maybe it's just me. When Kurt Mercutio was murdered, yeah, not good.
Well, I mean, probably should have been dueling with Tybalt. Still. Tybalt's a piece of shit. Also, Romeo, get the hell out of the way. I see what you're trying to do, but...
Bullshit.
Let him kill Tybalt. Tybalt's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not that Mercutio is a great human being either, but...
Well, at least he was funny.
Yeah, it's true.
Just saying. Humor can go a long way.
Geography, please.
You sure can. What U.S. state contains Cape Hatteras?
Is that North Carolina?
It is North Carolina.
North Carolina!
We love their barbecue.
I do, too. And Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo.
He sings the song, "North Carolina, come on, raise up, take your shirt off, twist around your head, spin like a helicopter."
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
That's cool. You're hip. You're with it.
Not really. It's an old song.
You know, I hate to say, in the world of like anything, I would definitely be the Dr. Evil between us. You'd be the Austin Power. I'd be the Dr. Evil.
I'd probably be the Diet Coke of evil. That's not true.
You're not evil enough.
I would kill on demand. You no, without provocation.
That is probably true.
Not never killed anyone didn't deserve it.
See, and that's the key, mm-hmm. right there. See, people don't think about these things, you know.
It's true.
When it comes down to it, did they deserve it?
They did. Yeah.
Well, then reason filled. There you go. Case in point, who captained the Courageous to the America's Cup Championship in 1977?
Yachting. God dang it. I thought we were past this shit. I don't
know. Welcome back to Genius Edition, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know who captained yachts.
I can't believe what I'm about to say.
I don't know. Who's a rich asshole? Joe Biden.
Okay. No, Joe Biden would have lied about that. So
that's true.
Obviously not.
Well, he would have forgotten about it. But
I captained the Pina Colada.
And two of them. Santa, I had one in each hand. Is that
Santa Sarita in the... there's another one. You know, the thing.
Who was it?
It was Ted Turner.
Ted Turner?
Swear to God.
The TNT motherfucker?
The TBS owner of WCW at one point.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep. Another crazy old rich bastard.
Well, I mean, it's your turn, man.
Okay. I'll roll just because I have to and it's required by the game. And then tangent heart. Oh, look, Art and Lyncher. Great. Fantastic. Let's ask me a question so I can pass you the dice. Yeah, I'm just going to push it over there for you. There you go.
All right.
I'm going to drink my pie hole porter here.
I think you know this one because it was made into a movie. What James Leo Herlihy novel recounts the story of Joe Buck and Rico Rizzo?
Joe Buck and Rico Rizzo.
Not to be confused with the shitty color commentator analyst, Joe Buck.
That's so true, too.
Rico Rizzo, played by Dustin Hoffman.
Joe Buck and Rizzo.
Dustin. I'm walking here!
Oh, God. Hold on. No, I'm stuck between two movies now. Shit! Isn't that... Al Pacino's in it. No, not the same one?
It's Dustin Hoffman. He plays Rico Rizzo in this
Well, doesn't one. He do that too, but it went in A Scent of a Woman? Okay, I'm thinking it's Tootsie.
Well, that's Dustin Hoffman, but yeah. Not Tootsie. And Al Pacino is in Scent of a Woman. In fact, I think he won an Academy Award
for that. But
which
I think
is so incredible because that wasn't even nearly his best work. But
no, I agree.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot going on back then either. It was great. So we should probably get him an Oscar. I mean, he did Godfather 3 times and they were all pretty good. Even the third one we'll say was good and it still wasn't great. It's better than most of the other shit that was coming out at the time.
Yeah,
anyways.
I mean, it's a decent movie.
In its own right, it's a good movie. It's not one
Godfather-esque, but it's a good movie.
I agree. What is the movie?
Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy!
Yeah. I think it's the
first... Didn't even think about it.
The first X-rated movie to win an Academy Award, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
That's a good piece of knowledge I had no idea about. Wow. That's pretty good. Damn.
Shit. May I have history,
please?
This is
it, Matt. This could
be
it.
Is that it?
That is a history
this is
pie.
It.
This is it.
Oh, cripes.
Let me see here. Okay. Here's the question.
That good, huh?
No, I think you got it. What America Fisters want to keep out of? Say what that. Did American Fisters want to keep out of?
Wait. Fisters?
Oh, I'm sorry. Firsters.
Oh!
Sorry. Pie hole. Definitely the pie hole infecting. Sorry. Didn't mean fisters and pie hole. This is, when you have to put your pie hole porter in your mouth, I mean, it just creates a lot of confusion, especially when talking about firsters, not fisters. It's an honest mistake, Matt. I mean, why do you love it?
I'm not sure what the Fisters wanted to stay out of, but I'm pretty sure the American Firsters.
Yeah, I mean,
they wanted to stay out of war.
Which one?
World War.
There's two of them.
Two.
Yep. You're picking two.
I'm picking two.
Put your pie in your pie hole, sir, for you have won the game.
Put your pie in your fist in your pie hole on this.
Your fist your pie in your pie hole, you fister. Firster.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Wow. Wow.
What? We,
Wow. That was, wow.
That was wild and crazy stuff.
We went from tangenting hard.
We tangented hard.
And we still beat the timer.
Still finished the game.
That's an epic high five right there if I haven't seen one. Holy shit.
But, so, Historic Brewing Company.
Did a great job.
This is fantastic. Thank you so much for, a wonderful beer.
I hope they create more pie hole beverages so we can say pie hole more often in our game.
We're gonna check out some undercover cucumber.
Dude, I want to do some
We're gonna
salt
check
river.
The salt river.
Yeah.
Because these are delicious things.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, while the world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Hey, just wash your hands. I'll fix everything.
You definitely should wash your hands, cough in your elbow, be safe, ride-share devices. Always, Uber, Lyft, stay on the couch, call a friend, whatever. But also, while you're cooped up in the house,
Hey, I just want to tell everybody, you know what you need to do?
What's that?
You need to get the family. Gather around the good old-fashioned, Bose sound box.
That's true.
Maybe you got a jukebox over there that's got the Bluetooth on it.
Whatever.
Maybe you're listening to, what's her name from Amazon? Not Siri. Siri's Apple. Who's Amazon's? Elena?
Sure.
Avatar.
Larry? Lisa.
Sounds like a Shelley?
Doesn't matter.
Could be a Michelle. Anyways, I can't remember her name. What the frick is her name? Shit.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways.
Subscribe and share Trivial Drinks.
But get the family. Come around. Just listen around the speaker and enjoy yourselves as we play a game of Trivial Pursuit and play along with us. You know, follow us at Twitter at Drinks Trivial. And then everywhere else at trivial.drinks.podcast. And make sure you share, like us, give us some feedback.
If you have a beer you want us to try.
Absolutely. You know, we did have a couple people suggest some beers. Which we'll
be looking into.
Yeah, we are actually looking into. The hard part is, being here in Arizona, they got some really, I don't know how I want to say this, shitty laws.
Asinine laws.
That makes it really hard to get beer from the outside when there's some amazing apps out there that are trying to be able to share the culture of our nation with the rest of the people.
Amen.
But anyways, be safe out there. Make sure you use ride-share device to sleep on a friend's couch. Phone a friend. Wash your hands. And by washing your hands, I mean use a full 20 seconds, okay? Yeah. None of this cold water bullshit. Take the soap, lather it up.
Sing the ABCs.
Fingers. Say on the hands,
the
top
full
and
message from Princess Leia to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go.
Doesn't matter. Whatever
the
it
whole
is.
Whole message. Whatever you got to do, you know?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Wash your hands and let's get the hell out of here.
I agree. Let's go. I'm hungry.
Me too.
All right, man. You have a wonderful time?
You too.
No, you do.
No, we both will.
Okay, I will.
And listeners, we appreciate you.
We appreciate it as always, man. Have a great one. Be safe.
Bye. Thank you.